On this, the penultimate day of the year, Steve Goss here with Mara Davis with best wishes for a happy and tuneful new year. Hey, Mara, so what is new?
Well, I know so many people are really ready for 2016 to end. And here's a way to kick off 2017. I don't know what it is with the jam band scene in Atlanta. It is on fire for New Year's Eve. Now, Widespread Panic is usually playing, but you're not going to get that this year. But you are going to get a couple of great jam bands. Let's start off with the Disco Biscuits. They are a great band. They do rock, techno, jazz, blues, soul, classical. I mean, they really put it all together. They're from Philly, and they have these intense light shows. So, you know, I don't know what you're necessarily doing at the Disco Biscuits, but it is a full-service experience.
Yeah, they're playing, actually, they played last night. They're going to play tonight, and of course they're going to play New Year's Eve, and I think New Year's Eve they have three different sets for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, man. Big night of shows tonight and tomorrow night, the Disco Biscuits at the Tabernacle.
So to keep in the jam band tradition for New Year's Eve here in Atlanta, the Disco Biscuits, a northern jam band from Philly. You know, we have a southern jam band also playing the same nights in a different venue, Perpetual Groove from Savannah.
Yeah, so now they're based in Athens, so they sort of cover the whole Georgia area. And what I like about people who have been going to see Perpetual Groove, they've been selling three-day passes because every show is completely different. That's what you get with these jam bands. You know, it's not like you're going to a big concert and you're going to get the set list. This is like so much improvisation. So if you like the jazz rock and electronica, they do a little trance, a little R&B. It's different all the time. I mean, I remember some of these bands, Disco Biscuits and Perpetual Groove, playing in Jeff Dunham's living room on Z93 back in the day. So it just blows me away that they're playing these huge shows. It makes me a very proud old lady. Oh, and music fan. That's Perpetual Groove at Terminal West tonight and also New Year's Eve, Saturday night. For more jam band action, it's JJ Gray and Mofro at the Buckhead Theater. Now, they're going to be playing two nights, but with two different opening acts. So on the Friday night, it's with Naughty Professor, and on the Saturday night, it's with the Radio Birds. But what a great performer, you know, big voice, big presence on stage. I mean, he's a really fearless performer. He just really goes there.
Yeah, JJ Gray is, he's from Northern Florida. And there aren't a whole lot of folks from Northern Florida.
And Tom Petty.
Okay, well, and Tom Petty. And
right?
Which is great company, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sure.
And he, this is a guy who sings songs about the Southland. And
yeah.
He infects it with blues, and it's folky, and you know, they call it swamp rock. But it'd be a great show.
Well, it's nice to know that he's gone from, like, juke joints to big, fancy venues. Like, you've made it in Buckhead. J.J. Gray, Mofro. How's that Southern accent?
That's exactly how they sound in Northern Florida. You've nailed it.
I'll never do that again. That's J.J. Gray and Mofro at Buckhead Theater tonight, also tomorrow night.
Screaming from the headlight, can't stop to read.
So on Saturday night, New Year's Eve, the party night of the year, the Indigo Girls, bless their hearts, they're playing in Atlanta that night at the City Winery. Not one, but two shows.
Two shows, yeah. And I don't know if you've been following Emily Sellers on social media, but she's got her new album coming out, and she has been recording and doing all kinds of, you know, it's so funny. From someone who didn't know social media, she, like, now literally will not stop. But yes, beautiful room to see the Indigo Girls. Very small, very intimate. The shows are sold out, but there is a waiting list. People will always bail at the last minute. So get a chance to see them, you know, in a very pure form, while you can eat a charcuterie plate. It's like my favorite night ever.
So, with the Indigo Girls, would you have a Pinot Grigio, or would you go with a Pinot Noir? Or?
Pinot Noir, because it's a little chilly out, so, you know, I'm into the Pinot Noir, and City Winery is a perfect place to get it.
I call on the resting soul, Galileo, king of night vision.
you mentioned the waiting list. If you check their website, I think you can register for the waiting list and maybe get a ticket.
Yeah, so go for it. That's the Indigo Girls at City Winery for two shows on Saturday night. So I talk about Venkman's a lot because people always ask me about places like, where do we go get a great meal and see great music? Well, Venkman's is like my number one choice because I think the food there is excellent. And Rubyville and the Sylphonics, one of my favorite local bands. And Ruby Val is just going places. She does not stop working. And I love that about a lady. So that is going to be a fun, I mean, that ringing in the new year with like that kind of, you know, horn section, big voice, big personality, great food, has my endorsement.
Show starts at 10:30, New Year's Eve, Ruby Val. And I think if WABE had to have a house band, it would be Ruby Val and the Sylphonics. What a marvelous person she is. I mean, just even if she weren't a singer, she's just the nicest person in the world.
She is, and they had their song on an episode of Ray Donovan, which blew me away in one of my many binge-watching stupors. I was like, oh my God, how did that happen? That's
you,
so cool.
You and me both, yeah.
That's Ruby Val and the Sylphonics at Venkman's on New Year's Eve, Saturday night.
Other locals are coming out for New Year's Eve to play, to entertain us all. Michelle Malone is going to be at Eddie's Attic on New Year's Eve.
Yes, we love Michelle. Great singer-songwriter. She always puts on a great show and very soulful voice. And, you know, she's like, you know, she has a little bit of everything. And it really opens herself up to the audience. So I think, you know, for a nice Decatur night out, you know, maybe a little craft cocktail over at the Kimball House and some singing. Jamming over at Eddie's. When I grow up, I'm gonna be
love of my life, love of my dream. She plays a mean slide guitar too.
She does.
AKA, sort of like Bonnie Raitt.
She does. Yeah. I love a lady who can crush it on the guitar. That's why we recommend Michelle Malone at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night. We'll take you over to Little Five Points, Steve. I know that's your headquarters. I mean, I'm used to seeing you, you know, hanging out in front of Criminal Records.
Truth be known, I lived in Little Five Points in
Menin
Park. Yeah, before it was, when it was just Four Points. I mean, I'm talking back in the early 80s. So,
at the Variety Playhouse, you can see a group called The Motet. They're based in Denver, and they're kind of funk jazz. And it's hard not to groove to their music. I mean, they have had 7 studio albums, and they are really, really extraordinary musicians. They sound really, really tight, and I think it's a good night for jazz 2017.
Yeah, they're touring on their new album called Totem, and it's a 7-member band, so it's a big sound.
Yeah.
That'll fill up the Variety Playhouse.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be a lot of fun, and obviously, if you don't know, the Variety's been renovated, so you can ring in the new year with the craft beer and great music from The Motet. That's The Motet at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night, New Year's Eve.
And on New Year's Day, on Sunday, this is going to be a great show. Doors open at noon for the Muscle Shoals Review Brunch with the Amy Black Band at City Winery.
I like that because for those of us who went to bed at 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve, you can still feel like you did something, right? Like you still rung in the new year by brunch. You know I love an afternoon show. You know I love an early night show.
Yeah, that's why Piccadilly's still in business.
That's right. Okay, so Amy Black, she is a powerhouse singer. And if you love the music of Muscle Shoals, you know I'm talking about Redding, Wilson Pickett, The Stones, Eddie James, Rawls, Mavis Staples. I mean, this is like, you know, music that really comes from the diaphragm while you're eating a great brunch at City Winery. I love this show.
Do you have greens and Hoppin' John and the typical Southern New Year's Day dinner for good luck and all that?
I will be in Boca Raton, so I will be having bagels and lox and whitefish salad. That's how they do it down there.
Well, whatever works, whatever brings you luck and prosperity in the new year. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Well, Happy New Year to you, and I look forward to a much more uplifting year, 2017, especially with music.
Yeah, and you too, Marin. Our thanks to Mike Johns, who's been a great producer with us for, 3 years. Mike just can't say no.
He can't. I'm still trying to get him to like me. And, you know, let's see how I'm doing.
You're a tough sell. So happy New Year to everybody from all of us.